I just want to go over, we discussed last week that the Arishonim that do quote the Sugi and Shabbos about mitzvah v'chashev v'tchufa mazolos v'monayin hei, even though, I mean, when they do learn the Ramban, and the Ramban learns that it really means Yibashanim, has nothing to do what the Bahag says, Chishuk Kufis, has nothing to do with the Gemara Shabbos and Shalom Yisrael. Let's start with the Smak. Because, you know, I went over this, and the Smak is amazing. You know, it's difficult, not difficult to see. And the Reim is also amazing. I'll let you see, and I went over it again and again and again, and I'm not sure that I understand it 100%, but the smak in Mitzvah Kuf Gimel, La'ave Shanim Ketichsib Shomo Es Chodesh Aviv, which, in other words, he is not even, he's going further. The Bahag says Chishuv Tkufas, and he explicitly says it's Ibashanim. La'abishanim Kedichsiv and Smak Shomo es Chedish Oviv. Then he says L'chashiv Tkufis Mazolois Kedichsiv Ushmartim Vasisim Ki'i Chochmaschim Minaschim Le'inachim. We don't understand. It's like putting apples and bananas together. He calls Shomo es Chedish Oviv, and he called the Gemara Shabbos of Ki Chochmas from Venaschem. We don't know what the mitzvah of Chashik Tkukos Mazolos is Bechal. Okay, so what I suggested last week, and you know, I'm not sure that it's correct at all, that you could have said that there are two different issues. In every Ibur Shonim, there are two stages. There's the stage of the Maisi Ibur, and there's the stage of the Chishuv, the Masumatan, the Amid Laminyan, and the decision of whether we should be Ma'abud the Shana. And in fact, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, then when it comes to the Ibur Hashana proper, you require Nasi, but the Masumatan does not require Nasi proper, okay? And then the Seid is a little bit odd, because the Chari should have started with the issue of Chishuv and then to go to Ibur Hashanim, or the reverse of the order. Okay, we say that. The question is, if we're talking about anything like this, what is it talking about? Lachshe b'tkufus of Mazolis? What does Mazolis do anything? Okay? So that I mentioned last week, that the Rambam says that in terms of Mazolos were used in order to evaluate Tkufas, because in the beginning of Nisan, the Tkufas Tle is and that's what he quotes the Rambam in Perek Tes Halacha Gimel, Tkufas Nisan he hasho'o v'cheli shetikones boi ha-shemesh v'tchilus mazol tle, and that's Tkufas Nisan. So if you can evaluate the mazolas, you know about the tkufas, and that's really chishuv tkufas. Okay, let's say it could have been such a thing. Also, besides the seder, the posik is almost, let's say, zany to quote. If you want to know about chishuv tkufas, quoting a posik, ki chochmaschem Uvinaschem le'ene amim, that the purpose is ki ilu to be chachomim le'ene amim. And what does it do with chishuv tkufas in Ibashar? It's a little bit odd to do such a thing. Then, all these points aside, the Seder and what the Pasuk is, okay? If you look very closely at the smak has like kfutzes of mitzvahs. He has like groups of mitzvahs.
And the group of mitzvahs she's starting with, here we're in mitzvah kuf gimel. It's a group that starts with mitzvah kuf beis. And listen to the group. The mitzvah starts like this. Achil yom shlishi, he splits it by days, the third day of the week. Mitzvahs hatzluyis befer. I guess mitzvah tluyis befer, like the mitzvah of the dibur hashlishi, which is loisiso, because it's also gimel, and loisiso shu dibur shlishi befer. So since the third dibur aser is a dibur befer, so the third day he's going to do a mitzvah befer. Say that, you know, you like the shtickle, you don't like the shtickle. That's irrelevant to me. I'm not interested in evaluating why he's saying this thing and what the whole thing is talking about. But what the important thing for us, he's clearly said that there's a group of mitzvahs which are verbal. Correct? Now, what are the mitzvahs? The first one in the group is Kiddush Bechor. Then Ibur Hashanim, and then Kriyishma. Okay, those are the. That's the Seder. Kiddush Bechor is a Chiddush because Bechor is the Chodesh Meilo. So there's the Chuan, you know. The Gemara quotes the Ma'ayin Shu Kodesh. Oh, it's the mitzvah is the pair. Okay, the Seder. Okay, and that's the first one on the list. The second one on the list is Ibur Hashanim, and the third one on the list is Kriyishma. If you listen, that's the way he does it. He has kuf beis, ochil yom shlishi, mitzvah tluyis upeh, keneged loisiso shehu dibo shlishi befer, lekadish b'cho af agav de b'cho me'ilu kodesh, mikom okoim mitzvah lekadshe befer, kedich stichsiv, כל בכל שיבולת בכורכו ובצינכו הזוכו תקדש. נאה מצקוף גימו לאבא שונים כדי חסיב שומו את חיידש אוביב ולחשי תקופוס ומזולוס כדי חסיב שמרתם ועשיס כפח מס ומאז אני אדם מצווה קוף דלת לקו קרי ישמע שחס ועבס תחסיב שוח בכל כמר. So you can make a case in the Rambam that Ibur Hashanim requires Peh, even though it's not a big deal, because the Rambam says in Perek Dala, Lochiyu Gimel, Skiddush HaChodesh, Yesh Lebezen Lechashe Veleida, Eze Shona Tiyah Muberes, Bechol Eish Yirtze, Afilu Kama Shonim, Avol Ein Oimim Shona Plonis Muberes, El Acha Rosh Hashanah. Who shoyim shonazu muberes? So Mamish says it in such an odd way that you say shonazu muberes, but that's what he said. He says that when you do kamashon, that you don't say it till after Rosh Hashanah. That's the whole discussion about Peh. Like, it doesn't make a big deal. Like, Kiddush HaChodesh is Mekudesh Mekudesh, whatever you like. Okay, let's say that.
However, when you take the Gemara Shabbos and you mitzvah the Gemara Shabbos and mitzvah Kuf Gimel, and you put it together with Ibur Hashanim, Shomus Chodesh Aviv, and you say Lachshav Lachashiv B'tkufus Mazolos, and you talk about a mitzvah pair, it's almost mind-boggling. You have no clue of what you're talking about. You know, so as difficult as it was in the Seder Nicha, that Ki Chochmas Gemeraschen Le'Amim, no Nicha, okay. But to mitzaref this together with Ibur Hashanah and to throw this in and to say it's a mitzvah pair is very odd. Unless for Kim, it's just the opposite. He's saying that it's part, and that's why, even though that's why he's doing a Shalok HaSeder, because it's part of the mitzvah of Ibur Hashanah. And you have part of it, since the final makor patnis is prepared, you can throw this in also, and he throws it in Shalom B'Seder. In other words, the chishuv is part of the mitzvah, but since the makabah patish, the ibashon was the pair, so that's enough. And he doesn't do it according to the Seder because he wants to start with pair.
That's not explaining Gemara Shabbos. That's explaining Gemara Shabbos?
No, I said there are comma problems over here. Okay? The Seder, okay? We had Gemara Shabbos, okay? And we had the question of pair. So I'm trying to take care of the first and maybe the third. The second key, he chokhmaschem uvinaschem leine amim, is that the reason ki chokhmas is a little bit strange, okay? So then it comes out an amazing thing. Because you look around in the Sefer HaSmak and you ask yourself, no, and what about Kiddush HaChodesh? What about that in the minyan? No mention of Kiddush HaChodesh in Sefer HaSmak. It's only Ibashon. I'm just trying to say that, you know, the way I presented it last week was very simplistic because it's very strange. So the emesis, that's Nitzogefeloch. Because maybe this is something like a psati going. And if psati going does the amazing, okay? A psati going says the mitzvah is Ibra Shonim, Kiddush HaChodesh is really not a mitzvah. And he turns the world upside down. Basically, Rabbi Rabbi Chaya quotes this approach, named Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Rabbi Chaya Chumash, and he tries time and time, a proof and proof again to prove this. Now basically we just part of Eber B'chayah in Shmos Yud Beis Beis V'in HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Moish Chadoshim Ein Kamonos HaKosu La'azir Oysano La'abishonim L'kvor HaChadoshim Al Pi Riyas HaLavona Ki V'kvirs HaChadoshim Ein Ika Bateo Lochush L'Riyas HaLavona Im Tira Mutav V'im Loi Tira ביום הכביס, אלו קודם לכן או אחרי כן, ליום ולמים אין אונו חוששן, כי לא צלב בתאו לקבוע חדוש מהפריס על אבונו. There's no mitzvah in the tale to be קווי חדושים לגביס על אבונו. Okay, go, one second. כי אם על פי החשבון. בקוסו בנוכננו, זה על קביס חדושים אינו אלא על פי החשבון, לא על פי ריאס הלבונה. והראיה שכל ארבעים שונו, שהוא ישרו במדבור, הויה עונן מחסו איסום, ביואים, בעמוד האש לילו, ולרואו בכולם שמש ביואים, ולירח בלילה. והוא שאומר הכוסף, ויעת ברחמך רבים, לא עזבתם במדבור, אס עמוד העונון, אס עמוד העונון סרמי עליהם, ביומו, להנחיסם עדי בדרך, ואס עמוד האש בלילה, לא היה להם. ומהיכן הוא יקויב מחדושם, על פי ריאס הלבונה, אלא בוודאי, איקה המצווה, בקוסם על פי החשבון. He might have a mitzvah, whatever the question is. Aside, he goes, it's not clear, it's a mitzvah at all. Look at his cheshbon. Vuchule. Then I'm skipping a little bit. Kacho yinoigin, kol Yisrael, lekvo chadosh malpia cheshbon, elef umeya shon mimoist Moshe Rabbeinu. Look, but listen to this, it's amazing. It's rewriting history almost, or maybe I'm missing it. Vad atignais, loish goyla, loish sanhedrin, boy b'chal tamid of shnayim, v'heim, Tzaddik u'Baisus. Tamidim. But I think this is Sefer. U'kishedorash lohem altiyu kavod ha'mesham shnei tzarav ha'mlech l'kav ha'pras nichna sofik b'libo v'choshku she'ein oynish u'schar v'yotz l'tavus ro v'schil lo'oyre b'zeh בכפייס הריח. ויאמרו, אין איקה, כי אין איקה מצווה לקרוא החדושים על פי החשבון, כי אם בריס על הלבונה. They said this. והוא הדובו הצוידק והמחובון. והוצרחנו חכמי הדור להכחיש דבריהם, להודיע להם ברייס גמורס, וכן אום מוזר. כך אומר רבן גמליאל, אל תחוש של ריס הירח. החשבון הוא העיקר. כך מקובלנו בבית אבי אבו, שאין חודש של עבור הפחוס מחוף תדיון, ומחסה בתוף שין צדיק עם החלוק, והנה דבור ועלו למוכיחים שלא היו, אבל גם לא עושים לך על ריאס ולבונו, כי אם על פי החשב. So, you know, if you want something amazing, and to walk away like you don't know what's going on, that's it, okay? So I don't know anything, okay? I don't know anything, okay? But all I'm telling you is two things. One, these are the mitzvah of Dibur, okay? And two, there's no mention of a mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh, only mitzvah Yom HaShoana and Mitzvah. Those are two things. Beseder? And the Rambam L'Chaira was calling against on Sadi going, you know, in a very clear way. Okay?
So has Rabbeinu B'chaya help us understand that there's no mitzvah? And it just, it says
we don't know it's a mitzvah, okay? The Rambam Sadi going, there's no mitzvah. In other words, we don't know anything because basically, in if you were with Cheshbon, it might be Moshe Rameela. We don't know anything, correct? But you could imagine. Once you accept the Ikas Cheshbon, I'm just quoting a bit of a Chaya. I'm not quoting a bit of Chaya to say that it's not a mitzvah, because he used the word mitzvah. But I'm quoting a bit of Chaya to say that the world people is Ikas Cheshbon. Now, Sadia was Betechon, okay? And Sadia doesn't have a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. And this sounds something like the Smak. But the Smak doesn't tell you how it happens, okay? Now, next, so that's one thing, okay? So you have the smak, which you don't know how to deal with it. He puts somehow the Gemara Shabbos together with Bashana, but you have no clue what he's talking about. It suggests something. You got to take it or leave it, and he puts it in the midst of the path. I mean, the whole thing is almost like a Chidus Tuma. But you know, if I didn't ask this kashin, you know, this Seder, also the Seder, okay? When you look at the whole overview, it's mamish amazingly difficult. Okay? Next. Then, there's something called the tape. So we don't know if there's any relationship between the Halachos Gedolos and the Smak. However, the Reim, you do know something about it. Because the two mitzvahs in the Bahag, which he puts together one after the next, you remember. There's one mitzvah of Kfiyas Chadoshim, and another mitzvah of Chishuv Tkufos, okay? So, the Reim has the same Seder and the same titles of the mitzvahs. So, a priori, you'd assume that the Reim is coming to interpret in a certain way, his own view through his spectacles, what the halachos is saying. That's what you would assume. Imam is the same words. Okay? That's mitzvah resh nun tes kfiyas resh chodesh, resh chadoshim, resh samuch chishuv tkufos. Simen resh, resh samuch. Okay, let's go to the second one. Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael. This will be important. Shiachshuv Tkufos Chamo, Tkufas Chamo, Umoldos, Molados. That's Molad. Tichsiva Pashv Es Chanan, Ushmartem Vas Yisrael, Ki Hi Chochmaschem V'Yaschem L'Amim.
בימינים בשבת בקהגוד אומר רב שמואל בנחמני אומר רב יוחנן מנהי שמצווה לעוד ולאפשר בתקופס ומזולי שניהם מושמרתם ועשיסם כי חוכמה צריכה מן אסכם לעניין ואיזה חוכמה של עניינים הביאוי מזה חישוב תקופס מזולי. But you know what he did? The smack quoted both Shomer's Chodesh Aviv and the Gemara on Shabbos. Okay? The Reim only quotes the Gemara on Shabbos. That's all he does. And he has it over again and again. Because he quotes the Pasuk, and then he quotes the Gemara, and the Gemara as it is. And that's what it is, correct? Now you can adopt the other things, okay? That's l'chayu. That's very odd, but that's the case, correct? Now listen to this. In Reish Nun Tes, when he's doing the mitzvah of Kfiyas Reish Chodesh, Siva Kodesh Baruch Hu Es Bezdin. So when he refers to the mitzvah of Kfiyas Reish Chodesh, he's talking about Bezdin. When he's talking about the mitzvah afterwards of Chishuv Tkufas, he says Yisrael. Now listen, now who's the Lashon again? See, that's important now. It's every word, again and again and again. Tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Es Yisrael שיחשבו תקופו את חמו ומולדו את הלבונה שיחסיבו שמעתם בסיסו. זה הוא זווי סמוך ריש נוטס כפי עשרו יש חודש סיבה הקודש ברוך הוא אסבזדן שיקדשו את החודש תחסיב בפרשס בפרשס בוי עום אל פרוי החודש זה לוחם ויש חדוש הם טעים בחוסו מוישה הרא להם לישראל כזה היו רואים וקריבים לדרס ומצו זו נמצו לבזן כדסנאם בראש השונו כיצד ראש בזן נעים עם הקודש לחירה. What he's trying to do is saying it's called בעצם יסי דינאי the mitzvah of קידש החודש which is the mitzvah of בזן and this mitzvah which is on Yisrael. So the Chira, he might put them together as the Halacha Bilis does, but the mitzvah of Chishuv Tkufos is not a mitzvah on Bezdin, nothing to do with Bezdin, but it's L'Halis Choch Malumos, and it's nothing to do with Yibah Shonim L'Chira. Because Yibah Hashanah is on Bezdin, the whole sugya, with the Nasi, without the Nasi. So we have a clear idea of what happened here. When he talks about Chishu Molodei Salavana, which is something new, we don't know where that came from, we don't know how that came into the Gemara Shabbos, so what happened exactly. But L'Chira, it's not doing Kiddush HaChodesh, Kfiyas Reish Chodesh, El Havis HaChochma Shalom Umois, because he's calling it together, Ushmaltem Vasisem Ki Chochmaschem Vinaschem Leine Amin. And it's not on Bezdin. It's HaKol Yisrael. So this is clearly going against the Ramban, that the Bahag is not Yibah Shonim, and like the Rambam, that's the Gemara Shabbos. So the Ram says, if you say the Gemara Shabbos, it's Gelechta. It's a Drabonim, and we don't know what it is. It's a Drasha, you know, it's not Pshat and Pasuk. We don't know what type of Drasha it is, okay? And the Yireyim quotes the Gemara and takes the whole thing very seriously. And it's an amazing, amazing thing. So, I have nothing more to tell you. I think, you know, that's very telling. See, once you have that diuk,
that there it says Yisrael, Tzivas Yisrael, Tziva Beis Din. I mean, of course, an open shut case. Anything saying, anything more, any, you know, any maneuver, you just, you know, it's just an exercise of futility. Okay? Now, we can move on. I just wanted to show you both the smach and nireim, which seem like a very simple thing, both of them are very, very odd and very interesting. Okay? Now let's get back to the Rambam. I want to roll up my sleeves a little bit and understand how the Rambam interprets what mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is, Iva Shonim, what is one mitzvah, two mitzvahs, how works the Rambam. We're not going to finish this tonight, but we're going to get started with Mitzvah Hashem. And I guess we'll pick up the next time Ben Kessel lost, if you want. But that's a little bit, you might want to see if we can do it. It's the chayav, you know. I don't want to take away from your Suda of Leil Yom Kippur, but, you know, we can try to see what we can do. Maybe move up a little, see what we can do. So Ramban says over here in our Sogas, V'nei Rav Atzmoy Mono Mitzvahs Kuf Nun Gimel L'Kadish Chodoshim U'L'Chashiv Shonim B'Chodoshim L'Kadish Chodoshim U'L'Chashiv Shonim B'Chodoshim B'Bezdin B'Vad. What the Bezdin? Shnei Machodish Zeh L'Chem Rosh Chodoshim Rishon L'Chem L'Chod Sheh Shonim. Basically, he's quoting what we know as Lashon Rambam Minyan HaKotzer. Lashon Rambam Minyan HaKotzer, the Kaddish Chadoshim, Lachshay Shonim, Bechadoshim, Bebezdim Bovad, Shnem HaZeh, Achadish Zeh, Lachem Rosh Chadoshim. The truth is, this is also how this got here, we'll talk about it. I'm not sure exactly, but the text that we have in front of us, the translation of the Arabic, the mitzvah kuf nun gimel, sounds very much like this. Lekadish chadoshim, lachshiv shonim bechadoshim. Okay? However, the Ramban added something which we don't have, okay? Ramban added something, because our posik, Rambam, and say, Mitz just quotes, HaChidish HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chadoshim. And he quotes the same for the posik also. Rishon Hu L'Chod Sheh Hashon, Lochem L'Chod Sheh Hashon. The same. Okay. I don't know if it's very much or what it is. Maybe he wants to stress that Iba Shalom is a chelik of the Mishnah. Rishon Hu L'Chod Sheh Hashon. What my say is, that's the Ramban's edition, and that's the way he quotes. The problem only is that how this happened is beyond my understanding. But there is a part of the Rambam and of the Arabic which is in Lashon HaKodesh. Okay? And it was translated into the Arabic in a different way than the words read in the original text. Okay? We can open up over here. I don't know, I'm just telling you, I'm telling you a story, okay? Kuf Nun Gimel. The truth is, we don't know if the Ramban had any abilities in Arabic, or he had the Arabic text. We don't know anything about this. Because the Ramban was in Catholic Spain. In Catholic Spain, I don't know how much they were Arabic speakers. Okay? Now, Kuf Nun Gimel, okay, is Alma Eloki, Almalno Tali, it's Hatzivu Shetzivono Yisala, that's, you know, Alma is a Tzivu. Now, let me continue reading. Becheshbon Chadoshim Bishonim. That's very clear. Lashon HaMishnah, whatever you want. Becheshbon chadoshim v'shanim. But the mitzvah is cheshbon chadoshim v'shanim. And frankly, the min hakotzer, you know, the whole thing, I don't know what came to what and how the min hakotzer came about or what's going on, but strange, okay? The mitzvah is b'cheshbon, b'cheshbon, chadoshim b'shonim. V'zu hi mitzvahs kiddush hachodesh. Cheshbon, chadoshim b'shonim, b'shonim. That's the mitzvah. The Bodesh is mitzvah us, b'cheshbon. Doesn't say what to do. About with this, it's very strange, you know, what the mitzvah is. Shetivonu, Hatzivu, Shetivonu, Yisale, B'cheshbon, Chadoshim B'shonim. Ilu Bosel B'shudov, is that an amazing thing? V'zu hi, what?
And in here also, Chadoshim B'shonim.
What?
And maybe Chadoshim B'shonim is in Kufnim Gimel also, in our text.
Yeah?
It says L'chashiv, I don't know that makes
it says L'chashiv. This is L'chashiv B'cheshbon. What? L'chashiv
Chadoshim
B'shonim. Yeah, but that's not the Arabic text. No, L'chashiv, that was in the Arabic. That's also in the Min HaKotzer. But I didn't say L'chashiv. There's no infinitive over here. Okay? It's B'cheshbon. And the beginning, what does it start with?
Chesivonu Yisala, L'kadesh Chadoshim.
L'kadesh Chadoshim, there's no, that's not even there. That's not there. So, you know, what are you showing me? That's not even there in the Arabic at all. And all he's doing is quoting a text which is similar to Min HaKotzer, which is not in the Arabic that we have in front of us. Okay? Is that fair? I don't know if it's fair, but that's what it is. So let me just read the Kapach's translation, and then we'll continue talking. I just, you know, even if I didn't say anything, you know, like, you know, looking at the smack and the Sadigurim and the Reim, you know, and with the Mitzvah's Dibur and all this, you know, it's just amazing what's going on. Okay. Now, Ubepeirushay, Vuhu Amo Yisale Chodesh Zeh Lachem Osh Chadosh, and that's where it ends. Osh Chadosh. So here, the Rambam has a long discussion that it's best. And probably the reason why he's making a big deal out of this is because of the Karoyim. Basically, did their own thing and decided whatever they wanted to make Rosh Chodesh, and it wasn't a Alpi Bezdin. Klima shemitzuzu ena mitzvah lachol echod v'echod kmo Shabbos Bereishis shkol echod v'echod moina shish yomim v'shevis v'shvii ad sheikol echod v'echod shiyira et halavono. Yes, send Rosh Chodesh. So anyone can do it. It's a free for all. Everyone has their own. You know, they start counting. They start with Rosh Chodesh. See the one that is not. You know, the calendar go. You know, whatever. Oh, now I'm just translating the way Kapok translates. Oh, Yachshei b'cheshbon hatirasi. They do. With the cheshbon at Rossi, v'yase loish chodesh. So it's either through yase levono or through the cheshbon. But they're doing it as individuals. But they're using the cheshbon at Rossi. What are we talking about? And he said, "Oh, yiro icho aviv v'zu asay." And everyone will have their own calendar. Okay. It's very clear from the Rambam, even his polemics with those who didn't have Bezdin, there's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibur HaShonim, and it's all part of this greater thing, which is all embedded. And that's just given the two examples. So what the Ramban says, that the Ramban has both of these mitzvahs together, that L'Chayra is a very fair conclusion. So L'Chayra, the mitzvah L'Chayra is to make a cheshbon of the Luach, whichever way you're going to do it, whatever way you go about doing it, that the months should be lunar months, and the year should be solar year. And the Bezdin is the Bailin Derech Eidus, Tegvei Rosh Chodesh, all the Bailin to be Kevei Shiachsir B'cheshmer Terosin. You have two options of being Kevei Rosh Chodesh, but it's not the individual, it's the Bezdin. So, I was wondering what the Cheshmer Terasi is. It could be the Rambam is basically saying over what he says in Perek Aleph Halach Vav, that Bezdin makes a Cheshbon of whether Levana could be seen through that Kabbalah that they have from the Bnei Neviim of how to understand the Kesharia, the angle of arc between the Cham and Levona, where they could be visible or not. So if they come from the Cheshbon Terasi, that is not visible, there's nothing to talk about. See, either the Kaddish Turiya or the Cheshbon Terasi says there's nothing to talk about. And it'll be the next day. It'll be the 31st, okay, instead of the 30th. Or maybe the Cheshbon Terasi is something else. As the Rambam has in Perek Yitches. Of Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, that there was a Mesira Ish Bipi Ish, El HaKabbalah, El HaChess, El HaKabbalah Shviyat Chom, Ish Bipi Ish, Bipi Moshe Rabbeinu, Kachi, Shebezman Shilo Yiro Yireach, B'tchilas HaChadoshim, Chodesh HaChodesh, because it's cloudy, Bezdin Koyvim Chodesh, Mu'ubo, Mishloishim Yoyim, Chodesh Chosar, Mitisha of Yesem Yoyim, in order the calendar shouldn't go out of whack. And they make 30 months of 30 and 29 at their discretion. The Bo Eidim, what's that? The Im Lo Nire, Vole Bo Eidim. One second. Yedo, okay, what's Eidim? That is the story. Okay, there's more on that, but you know, it's either I would say that's the Cheshbon. Another thing over here, the Ramban makes a big deal of Tkufa. If you remember, I pointed this out. Yibur HaShonim up here, Tkufa, he calls the mitzvah. And that is because of Halachos Gedolos, because the mitzvah is Chishuv Tkufa. So you have to throw in Tkufa some other mitzvah. If we look at the Rambam and say for mitzvah, he doesn't mention Tkufa, he mentions Ovi. And it's Labdafka Oviv. Because he says, listen to Elisha. He says, O Yire Icho Ha'oviv V'zulasoi. The Oviv is late, or other things which are indicative of the spring are late. The Rambam is not limiting it to anything really. Okay? And that's the chayyot. Those are two diukim, but an important diukim. They're not negated to us, but anyone seeing the Rambam, the chayyot, it's an important diukim. And whatever it is, it's all mitzvah achas, and everything is mekor achilish zelochem. Okay. Now, then the Ramban finishes off. The Omnom Harav Yachshev called Tikkuni Yibur Mitzvah Seyachas. So he calls this whole package deal Tikkuni Yibur. So So I want to ask you where this Lashon Tikkuni Ibur comes from. And I want to show you that I'm Piyush Mishnayis, and the Mishnah Torah might use it a little different. But I'm Piyush Mishnayis is that Ibur is Lavdafi Ibur Hashonim, not the way you would approach the Ramban on the Torah, that Ibur is Ibur Hashonim. The Ramban in Vayikoch of Gimel Mem Daled. Vanir Lemus Shelimdom Seida Moadis Mitukuni Ibo Shlimsulo Al Peh Besid of Anumas Bashe Tiku Isom Mikoi Kurdish Wuhu Limdom Al Peh Kol Seida Makuba Besid Ibo. So Chayy is talking about Ibo Hashon. But I don't know. Okay, the same. But the Rambam clearly, in Piyush Mishnayis, in Rosh Hashanah Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin, Besoda Ibo, Shemosal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'moyshe B'sini, who say the Cheshbon, She'esh L'das, Bo, Shir Keshes, Horiya B'diuk. He's talking about the spherical trigonometry issues of the angle of arc between the sun and the moon, and the ability to spot the moon at the early part of the month. Shebale atchuna mikol umois vehema philosophim hachalukim boy ad koi vaholo. Okay. Well, this bale lehem shiur b'diuk. V'cheshbon ze shibiyadeinu ayoyim uchele mois hacheshbon umoboyon. It's the introduction. She'enu el cheshbon kibbutz ha-shemes v'erech huem so'i bovad. There's the Moir Amiti, which can figure out the spherical trigonometry. And what we use today is the Moir Amsoi, which has nothing to do with that, which is a separate issue of Moir, which, you know, I can explain to you, but I don't want to take time now. We can talk maybe next week, like, I want to get something more accomplished here. So the word Tikkuni Ibur is very good, because it's referring to everything, correct? And that's the Ramban, it's Gevaldik. However, Mishneh Torah uses the word Ibur to talk about the Cheshvan Moed Amsoi, which was the Halacha of Moshe Nisinai of our calendar. Perek Vav Lochal, Bezman Shoisin Al Ria Hoyim Mechashvin V'yoidim Shor She'is Kavit V'yirech Imacham B'tikto Kavit K'derach Etzitignim Oysen K'dei Leida Yira Yirech Olo Yira U'tchilis Oysa Cheshvan Hu HaCheshvan Shvechashvan B'kiru V'yoidim Shas kibbutz b'loy diktuk. B'shas kibbutz b'loy diktuk. Ela b'mahal chomim soy hu nikol moilad. B'iko acheshbon shemachash v'zman hazeh she'en shom bezin shikvu al aria v'hu cheshbon shoramachash mayom nikol ibo ve'elu hei. And he goes and explains the issue of how you work out the calendar. And I would assume the fact that he puts it in Perek Tes, I'm not sure, not with Perek Daled, that maybe he's limiting it to Ibur Hashanah. But that doesn't bother me. Ramban is using the word Tikkuni Ibur, the way that Ram's using it, Pirush Nais, and what it means is not here. It's not in the case. We'll show you how the Ram uses the word. Now, what I really want to get to, which we're only getting started now, is the amazing thing is, The if you look at the mitzvah of what we call Kiddush HaChidush in Sefer Mitzvahs, and you look at it in Mishneh Torah, you get a very different view of things. And it's almost like you're wearing different spectacles. Okay? Listen to this. First of all, what is the mitzvah? The Sefer Mitzvahs, Achidush Hazeh Lochem Uish Chadoshim. Okay? So it's interesting. The Rambam opens up, and I'll read the Lashon soon. Hilchos Kiddush Achidush, but Achidush Hazeh Lochem Uish Chadoshim. Okay? And also Shomer's Achidush Oviv. But he talks about it not in terms of the mitzvah. He only introduces that there's a mitzvah when he gets halacha zayin. So it means the chiddush hazeh lochem and shomas chiddush oviv is not the mitzvah at all. I never had shomas chiddush oviv being the mitzvah, but the chiddush hazeh lochem was the mitzvah, correct? And I guess the din midin ha mitzvah. That's where he starts off. And Perek Aleph, Aleph Aleph, and hey, Chodesh Hashanah, hein Chodesh Levonah. Shneema Olis Chodesh v'Chodesh, v'neema Chodesh Zelochem v'Shchadosh. All this pasuk tells us is the Jewish calendar, the months are lunar months. Kach Omu Chachomim, Helel HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Moish B'Mar HaNevuah D'Mus Levonah Gezeh Rei V'Kadesh. V'Hashanah Shonah M'Chashvim. Hein shnei chamo, shneimo shomos chodesh oviv. No, he's only telling us ideas and din about how a thing plays itself out. That's not the mitzvah. Then skip it to loch. Hey, ain't we a zerech mesul a kol order? K'moy Shabbos Bereishis, kol echad moina shisha v'shevis v'shvi al lebezdin hadogu mosrat shikachei lebezdin. That's the Rosh Chodesh. Same drasha, but he's not talking about the mitzvah. Okay. Now, that was Halacha Hey. Halacha Zayin, he introduces the mitzvah. Now listen to this drasha. Now you see, it's only meaningful when you're sensitive to the words, on one hand, and also you're ready to have an open mind and read what the Rambam says. Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Mitzvah Saseh, Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh, Min HaTeira Al Bezdin Sheyachshivu V'yeidu'u Im Yirei Reich Olu Yirei. Say that. Neither they slept. Cheshbon may be the same. Okay. Ushidushu Eto Eidim. Achikashu Es Achidish. That's also something new. That's something new. Shidushu Eidim Achikashu Es Achidish. V'yishlachu. V'yodiyu es shar ha'om b'eize yoyim hu Rosh Chodesh ki shei sheyedu b'eize yoyim hein ha'mo'adris. Okay. Then he continues. Shenemar! And what's the mitzvah? Not a chodesh is a lochem Rosh Chodesh. Shneimo asher tiku oiso mikoy chodesh. Then, v'neema v'shomarta es achuka ezois l'moado. He quotes two options. And he doesn't have O. I guess maybe both of them are capable. Oh, we see, now, you see, if you train and you look at, say, for mitzvahs, and you try to look at it through, and then took a look at Mishnah Torah through the spectacles of Sefer Mitzvahs, you're not going to see anything. And if you're trying to look at Mishnah Torah, at Sefer Mitzvahs through the spectacles of Mishnah Torah, you'll try to play around with it and reinterpret it. But if you look at it through the spectacles of a, you know, of an impartial observer, they sound very different. Excuse me that I was banging it and banging it, but you get the impression the Rambam in Mishneh Torah and the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs is not the same at all. And the question is what is and what's happening over here. But this is the beginning. This is just to get, you know, get us into it. Okay, now, next. So what he's done is, you know, Derech Agadah is amazing. because it quotes this pasuk b'shavat as a chukazeis. Last week we pointed it out in Hilchos Tefillin in Perek Dalet Alochi Yal Komenech Tefillin lechatchil achash etishkachama oiv b'la'av shnei b'shavat as a chukazeis v'goyim miyom yomim. So I just want to tell you one thing. I don't know nothing. I'm just a what they call just a unfortunately in. I know one thing, that this lav is not mentioned in Hilchos Tefillin in the Poter Mitzvahs. But I do know that there's a mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh or Kfiyas HaChodesh through C, which is mentioned at the beginning of the Kiddush HaChodesh. So as I told you once, as you all pointed out, but I'm just, made the flip, that, for example, the mitzvah, Yom Simchatzke Mo'adechem, V'skate B'chatzoyseis, Al-Kal-Kal-Kal, Hatzar Hatzor Eschem, okay? V'aloysim, okay? So in Sefer Mitzvah, he puts it all together. The mitzvah on of Chatzitz Reis by Korban and the mitzvah on Tainus, correct? In Sefer in Mishneh Torah, he quotes this pasuk in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash when he's talking about the Korbanos, about the mitzvah of Chatzitz Reis, he quotes only Hilchos Tainus. And that is a change. Okay, here it's very clear. So I would have assumed that the Ram, because the truth is, you can ask him a different question. Excuse me, if a person who violates the lois haseir putting on tefillin after shkia, the chayish get malchus, the laf sheish by meisa. That doesn't mention anything about malchus over here. And no such lav minyan mitzvah. So I assume that it's not serious, okay? Well, it's only a drasha and whatever it is, therefore there's no malchus, or it's only a smachta. I don't know what happened over here, okay? The real thing that bothers me is not that he has this drasha, okay? Because I don't, it's clear it's not serious in this in the Sefer Mitzvah's point of view, okay? What really bothers me is something else. Where is he standing with the Gemara Menachos and the Gemara Eruvin that he shomer the assays and assay not allowed, because he can't count for shamatas chukazis miyom yomimo, which he's doing in Hilchos Kiddush HaChodesh and assay, because he's saying he shomer the assays and assay. We point that that's Rambam's opinion. We call most of the second tishma b'chulei b'chulei. So this discussion in Mishneh Torah and when they say it's allowed is very odd, okay? But it's not my issue, okay? Very clear that the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is Asher Tikkun Oisim Mo'adam over Shemat HaChodesh Miyom Yomim. Correct? Period. Now, then the Rambam is Moisif, something amazing, that the mitzvah is not only the cheshbon, okay, but it's the same Kabbalah's Eidus, the drisha seder, achi kachu es achodesh. So it means it's the whole seder bezdin from cheshbon until the Eidim, okay. And since drisha se Eidim, I assume is the important thing. Therefore, I have a cheshbon if the moon is ready to be seen, so they can be derish v'chok in the Eden. So that's the second rider on the mitzvah. The mitzvah is shechashiv. Okay. Then he throws on sheyidrusu as the Eden and shekatzu as achidish. And this is from Mikra Chodesh, Asher Tikkun Oisim Mo'adam, and this he called the Gemara for, because the Gemara Hashanah
Chavta Omer Aleph, which Rishbez and Miran Emili, Omer Pchi Vagamdo, Omer Biyisi Bad Shoyl, Omer Rebbe, Omer Kol Eidam and Moshe Moed Hashem, Mikan Shigush Bezden Oime Mekudish. He's calling the Mikra Kedish. Rish Bezden Oime Mekudish. Bechol Omer Oime Achol Mekudish, Mekudish. For the Kedish HaKodish itself. See, he never thought about that. Min Olon, Bechol Omer Mekudish, Omer Kro, why did the Kol Omer say Mekudish, Mekudish? Ashe Tiku Oisom, Kribe Atem. See, you have to almost to be in Achra Mekudish Mekudish. And that, of the Doch Ganze Seed, of Gish Achiz, of the Mom Rosh Hashanah, as it Tiko Yisub Mord. That's the mitzvah going to Ram. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, Eile Hei Mordei, Eile Hei Mordei, Hei Yomu Mordei, Mekudish Mekudish, Trey Zimne. Hey, Yomu Moadem. Mekudish, Mekudish, Chezim, and Lomali, Dixim, Mikoy, Kodish. Okay. Now, the Ram has, even further, the Shlichos of Shluchim. This Shluchim is also from Mikoy, Kodish. Rosh Hashanah, Chof Beis, Omer Aleph, Chof Aleph, Omer Beis. Al shnei chadoshim v'sulov v'minu al shnei chadoshim hashluchim yoytzim v'chulei tanya nami hochi akun yoytzim v'be'er ad al nisan v'al tishrei ad shishmu v'pi bezim v'kudish tam rabonu minayin shemachal aleim es ha-shabes tam loim e'ele mo'ade Hashem ashe tiku oisom b'mo'adom yoch v'shem shemachalun ashe yishkatsu kach miskamlin Mechalim Lachis Kaimu for the Shluchim also. Tamaloi Mashik Tiku Oysom. Al Kriyotam Atem Mechalo. V'yatam Mechalo Kiyumom. Asepik Zekosom. Mikoy Kodesh. Deiram Mechalo for the Shluchim. Of the Shluchim is part of the mitzvah. So Mitzvah Shem will pick this up next time.